He was known as the fiercest linebacker to ever put on a helmet. And now Dick Butkus is devoting that same passion to ending steroid abuse among young athletes.
Look, I didn't have to use them to get where I got, and you certainly shouldn't jeopardize your health that you think you're going to end up in the pros.
The I Play Clean campaign educates and encourages high school students to train hard and eat well instead of using performance-enhancing products.
Maybe 10 years ago, there was a high school kid in Plano, Texas that was a high school baseball player, and we heard about him committing suicide. And we thought, well, you know, maybe that'll be a good way or a good vehicle to bring this issue about steroid to the kids.
So how exactly are you raising awareness?
We were able to send out like educational kits to over 10,000 high schools. You know, we hit almost 50% of all high schools in the country. And just through various outings like this.
This outing at Hallis Hall included more than 100 student athletes, parents, and coaches from high schools around the Chicago area. Bears head trainer Nate Bresky also joined the conversation, letting kids know how harmful steroids can be.
Well, the physiological effects that happen from taking steroids, psychological effects, cardiovascular issues that can arise, and just your muscles, your ligaments, your tendons, they all are more susceptible to injury. You overload the joint and you do things to it, and all of a sudden you make a cut, the body's not ready to take on that force.
You're trying to save lives. That's our whole thing with the Butkus Foundation and the Butkus Award and the I Play Clean thing. We want the kids to play clean. You know, you just train hard, eat well, and play with an attitude.
Sports Illustrated called you the most feared man in the game. Do you bring that same passion to raising awareness through this issue?
I think it's my duty. I think it's a duty for all former athletes to give back to the game. Everybody talks about everything else, but it's, you know, it could lead to, you know, heart problems and all other kind of problems. So, and HGH, you got all this stuff. Everybody's looking for the easy way out.
When it comes from Dick Butkus, a lot of players will listen to him more than just like a coach on your football team, and hearing it from him really inspires me to be clean and play football.
The athletes who attended the discussion at Hallis Hall signed a pledge to play clean after hearing about the harmful effects of steroids.
It was important for me to sign the pledge because it's only fair, and that's the only way to play the game.
Whatever advantage you have, it should be because of how you work, not because of what you take. And also just make the game safer for all the student athletes involved. Taking that health risk out of the game would be great.
I love football, and I don't want to destroy my body.
I never really thought about it, but now there's no chance of me taking steroids.
Their commitment to not use steroids goes beyond the physical consequences.
Another thing about it is your character. You know, what kind of person are you? You know, that might not mean much to many people, but character means something to me.
You know what, Lauren?
It was great to see Dick Butkus, the living legend, give his time and just give all of those jewels to those high schoolers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, that was awesome. And I mean, he looks like he could still go.
Oh, he does, totally. I mean, he's still just as intense.
Yeah, he probably can give you at least 20 plays, which would be 20 more than me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, man. I'm done.
That's all right.
Well, hundreds of high school students did sign the pledge here at Hallis Hall. And if you want to sign the pledge, you can do so at iplayclean.org.